The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, with you on this Friday, the third day. I'm trying to wish your life away. The third day of July, 2020. I'm sorry we haven't yet hit Interdependence Day. Well, folks down here in Texas, our wheelbound chair governor, actually he's a mental cripple. I can see my way past a physical disability, and that doesn't need to be picked on. Not his fault. But what he's doing to the state of Texas is... there's city ordinance here in Round Rock, Texas. City ordinance is not a law. Well, there was an executive order. I said an executive order is not the law. Was it processed through the legislature? Was there a vote taken on this?
Well, I don't know.
So 7-Eleven said it wouldn't serve me, and I could just leave the store. But a wag-a-bag, they call these things wag-a-bags. This is another Texas brand of Stop and Robs down here. I walked into this place, and I was talking to the girl behind the counter wearing the mask, and she said, you know, we got masks available. Would you like one? I said, no, not really. I said, I'm not going to walk around signaling here, waving my flag, that I'm an idiot. And she says, well, Wagabag's policy is we ask you to wear a mask, but we can't force you. Okay, so I have the right of denial? My constitutional rights are, at least for that one moment in a wag-a-bag here in Central Texas, upheld by a little girl that wouldn't know a constitution from a roll of toilet paper. Roger Landry sent me a story he wrote after doing the show with me yesterday. He says, I literally spend my entire life in penitence every day for countless years now, over a decade, with zero personal time off, watching, listening, reading, publishing. Never in my 65 years have I seen a national or global scenarios change with such frequency and intensity to keep an entire population in fear and submission. He asked them, please remember that this is coming from someone who spent decades working for and in the system. A senior field engineer for Raytheon, facilitating strictly Department of Defense contracts. I literally traveled the planet for decades, installing, updating, strengthening their systems, and even increasing power. So for me to be this stymied, angry, and upset, it's no small feat. Or to put it bluntly, and I'll put it politely, is the crap hitting the fan now. Using a virus with a knockdown power of a bad cold or standard flu, they've accomplished the absolute and overwhelming spread of fear to billions based on so many proven lies that the fact that our jails are not already full of those who propagate lies that seriously harm or kill others is seriously amazing and disappointing to me and so many others. One reason, and a huge one, if you step back a few steps so you can see the bigger picture, what you will not be able to ignore is the major financial shakedown, the likes of which the planet has never experienced, times a thousand. What we're witnessing is the intentional destruction of mid-sized to small family-owned businesses to accomplish two goals. One, gain absolute and unquestionable control of both employment and business. And the second of which, to trash the economy so badly that Trump has no chance of being reelected. And who are their good little bought and paid for minions? As businesses intentionally fail across the country and planet, the top 2 to 4% of the wealthy holders are buying them out for pennies on the dollar. Now please take all of this and put it into perspective. These so-called elites who own our politicians and leaders are willing to see millions of us suffer the loss of all we had or would have had. They're so callous as to ignore the resulting deaths. None of this matters when you're dealing with sheep. And he's not talking about COVID-19 deaths. When all this is said and done, welcome to the third world with crappy wages, no unions, social programs don't no longer provide any safety net, but your new owners may treat you well enough so you can continue your fearful and subjugated existence. If you say please and get your vaccinations when told to, for any of those who believe what I've stated is a conspiracy theory, I will agree with you in part. This most assuredly is a conspiracy, but the theory part is blown all to hell with even minimal search and research. So for all who are wondering about my choice of titles, today's reality in your face, when I present to you, is about an hour of today's reality based in your face discussion with a great TLB friend partner that will help me to expound upon choices of title. And then he posted my show on TLB, thelibertybeacon.com. Thank you for writing that and posting that worldwide, Roger. Appreciate that very much. They are not paying attention to anything except the sound of their own voices. They have been given the protocol, and they're following it dutifully. No matter what you say, no matter what lawyer you have contacting whatever state you live in, you're not being heard. What did Kennedy Mike say about revolution? There's a quote that Kennedy said that if you cannot, then it eventually leads to, and I forget, I shouldn't even have mentioned it. If you can find it, I'd be greatly appreciative.
Those who make peaceful revolution
What's that?
Those who make peaceful revolution impossible make
Oh, those who make peaceful revolution possible make impossible revolution. Make revolution inevitable. Thank you. Appreciate that very much. Here I am quoting a dead president. It's been dead for, 60, 70 years? And that guy was a Democrat. Wow. And they killed him here in Texas. Jeez. Oh, God. Ooh! City ordinance. I was told today that these orders come, it's a city ordinance here in Round Rock, Texas. Here again, they go with their unofficial, official agency in your face. That's the law. Do you believe me now? Huh? Do you believe me? No, I don't believe you. God. So we're going to be, tomorrow, 4th of July, Independence Day? This is a joke. This is what the Surgeon General, Dr. Jerome Adams, does this kid look like they picked him off of a model rack and hung a uniform on him? He doesn't even look real. You know, they say it isn't the years, it's the mileage. This guy didn't have any miles on him. Even baby-faced little dude. Well, here's his statement here. Pulled this off of Breitbart. Heading into the 4th of July weekend, Surgeon General Dr. Jerome Babyface Adams on Friday urged Americans to wear a mask if they want more independence and more freedom. What? What? Send this kid back to school, will you? Adams, during the NBC Today show, advised people to make their decisions to attend gatherings amid the coronavirus pandemic based on their own health, emphasizing the importance of wearing a face covering and social distancing to prevent the spread. As we go into this 4th of July weekend, it's important that everybody remembers my Surgeon General's prescription, talking about himself in third party here, for staying safe from coronavirus, ABC told Craig Melvin. Number one, know your risk. We knew that people who are older and people who have chronic medical conditions such as diabetes, obesity, high blood pressure are at risk for coronavirus. If you're at a higher risk, you should consider staying home. When? To 2024? 2025? When? Because this crap ain't ever ending. They're doing more testing, more false positives. And many have the conjecture here that there's actually the coronavirus in these damn test kits to make them come back positive. Doesn't matter. Tired of picking the same old scab off of the same damn old wound. Because it's not a killer. It's not the Black Plague. It's not infested rats. You know, the fleas jumping on you and biting you and you get bubonic plague or some damn thing. It's all been planned out. It's a plandemic. This is about control. The globalist New World Order. Let's see the dummies on the strings with the silly little mask on their face jump when we tell them to. Oh, and if you don't, well, then we're going to threaten you. Well, you can't shop at my store because you don't have a mask on. You know what, folks? I shouldn't say this. And I won't. I just check myself. I put my mask on. And at one of these little stop and robs, I had this kid, couldn't be any more than 20 years old. I'd seen him in the store behind the counter many times. We've conversed politely. When I walked in that store today, the other one that I knew just as well behind the counter, says you can't come in here unless you got a mask. Well, it's a city ordinance. I said, it's not a law. Well, the other one says it's executive order. And I said, again, that is not a law. That's a wish list from the the administrative government. And he says, that's the two options, either wear a mask or get out of the store. I said, I've got two for you. I got a couple of opinions and suggestions for you. But I'm not going to say them. So he decides to crack wise as I'm walking out of the store, and I just stopped and turned around and just looked at this kid, and I wanted to say something. No, I'll be honest. I wanted to climb over the counter and go smack the baby fat off of this kid's face. Now, I'm the one always telling everybody to be reserved, right? Don't bullhorn in people's faces, you know, walk and talk with. And I'm trying, folks. And I'm wondering how many people out there are just at the point where none of this crap matters anymore, and I don't care anymore. You know, folks, if life is not worth living, then what's the point of it? Laura in Michigan. Hello, Laura.
Hi, John. The first thing I wanted to say was yesterday's program Jeff Bennett had about the Founding Fathers and the Declaration of Independence.
Mm-hmm.
It was so excellent. Everybody needs to go to the archives and listen to it. It made me cry. It was so good.
It was a good
show. Excellent job.
It was a good show. Yes, it was. Anything about today's events, questions, comments, anything? Hello?
Anyway, also.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Our governor is going to lock us down until 24.
Evidently not. Laura, can you hear me? Hello?
Not very well.
Not very well. Okay. You on a speakerphone or no?
No.
Flip
phone.
See, this has been happening more and more, and I'm trying to talk, and the callers just keep talking. I'm sorry, Laura, since you can't hear me. Please, continue. You were talking about your governor?
She's extending things to the 24th. Now, she's not going to let go of the control, you know?
You know, I talked to somebody last night that lived in Michigan, and I'm telling you what, this person is not known to make comments that are outrageous and over the top. And I said to her, I said, you know, this is getting so serious and people are just absolutely losing their crap here that I'm afraid somebody's going to take a pot shot at this old New World Order thunder thighs broad.
I wouldn't be surprised, yeah.
Ah!
I wouldn't be surprised.
I'm just... thunder thighs broad? Where did that come from? What's better than swearing, isn't it? I don't know. Laura, what are you guys going to do about this? What are you guys going to do about this governor?
I don't know. We're going to try to there's a recall. They're trying to recall her. I don't know what's going to happen with it. You know?
Well, I guess I could ask myself the question, what do we do about Governor Abbott down here in Texas? I'm talking Texas
right
here. We're not talking about a continually Democratic state like Michigan. For the life of me, I still can't figure out why. But I'm talking about Texas. I don't really think. What? Go ahead.
I don't really think Michigan is that Democratic. You just have the pockets. You're like Wayne County.
Well, that's a big pocket.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. You know, I'm stopping short of just saying, oh, to hell with this. You know, let's just get out the rifles and the backpacks and all of our MREs and let's just have at it. I desperately want to scream that continually for the next 2 hours. I've had enough of this crap. And it's been planned. They're all in lockstep. I don't care if you're the damn government. I don't care if you're a corporation. I don't care if it's your marketing department from your corporation. They're all in lockstep. All of them.
Right. Well, I was mad at GM. I mean, GM, they're saying that they're only selling like 3 cars a month. And what do? Give $10 million to Black Lives Matter.
Did you say 3 cars a month? That can't be right.
That's what a lot of the big car dealerships are saying, that that's all they're selling.
Oh, okay, each individual dealership. Okay, when you said GM only selling 3 cars,
yeah.
I'm going, GM's a pretty damn big company. Yeah. Well, there's going to be a lot of deals for people who can't afford the cars. Isn't that, you know, there's a bright spot, there's a positive and a negative. Meh. If you saved up all your pennies and your nickels and dimes for 40 years, maybe you can go rob that and go buy one of their markdown cars.
Right.
Holy mackerel.
That's what you get for having a woman as a CEO.
Well, better be careful. You might be accused of being prejudiced against yourself. And I'm sure that's a law,
well,
too.
You know, I was always still that way.
Wow.
I never vote for a woman, you know. I've told you that.
Oh, God.
Also, we had a problem in Lake Orion. I don't know if you heard about it.
No, I hear the bump music. Hang on here a second.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
How can we dance when our earth is turning? How do we sleep while our beds are burning?
There, Laura, there was a report from Florida that a Florida man has died from coronavirus after being eaten by an alligator. This is how insanely stupid this is. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do. What do you think of my idea of a national strike?
I think we've already kind of done that. Everybody's locked down.
No.
Was that kind of a strike?
No. No, this is a signal that you don't get to direct us going anywhere. We quit. Now, how's that for your state's economy? How's that for your tax base? How's that for your administrative power structure? Stick it in your ear.
And they'll go cry to the federal government for money. Just more money out of the Federal Reserve. When the tax base is low.
No, the administrative state is now law, and they're now getting away with murder. They're murdering an economy, is what they're doing. Oh, but you see, now, Laura, the little psychological game they're playing with us now. Well, yeah, well, you can have your freedom and your independence, and just wear a mask to keep you safe.
Right.
Now that's your brand of freedom, and yeah. To supplicate before the throne. Laura, thank you. I appreciate your call.
I want to tell you about Lake Orion.
Oh, go ahead.
What happened in Lake Orion? A woman and her husband were leaving the Chipotle restaurant, and a black lady was leaving too. And somehow, I don't know how the initial confrontation happened, but she, the husband came around, got out first and brought the minivan around. Next thing you know, the black lady wouldn't let the white pregnant lady get into her van and just calling her every name in the book. I mean, just really going after the white pregnant woman. Well, she was packing. So the white pregnant woman pulled out a gun on the black lady. Of course, all on TV, that's all they show. They don't show all the confrontation.
Wait a minute. How did they were able to get this on camera when the lady was actually pulling a weapon on the black woman?
Somebody had a camera.
Oh, the daughter.
I think it was a setup.
Do you have the story, Mike? Can you get the story, please?
No, you can probably find it.
Yeah, okay.
But anyway.
Yeah.
So anyway, she pulled a gun. That's all they're showing on TV. They're not showing that the black people surrounded the van. And the poor man, and they kept screaming, don't back up, you're going to hurt somebody. Don't back up. But they're screaming and pounding on their van. I really think it was kind of some kind of setup.
Sounds like
I'm
it
sure
to me.
Find it on,
let me ask you a question. Did the black lady back up when the lady pulled a gun?
Yeah.
She did?
I think she stopped, yeah, screaming.
Well. But, you know, I wasn't going to tell this story, but I was in the ATM line at the bank because, well, the lobby's still closed. And I'm sitting there, and I'm wearing some sunglasses. I'm just gazing out of the car, as you do when you have nothing to do when you're waiting. And right. I'm sitting there, and my head is turned at about a 45-degree angle to the left. And I didn't even notice this guy walking down the sidewalk. Until the guy caught my eye by stopping. He pulls an earplug out of his ear, and he's mouthing something, and I'm like, are you talking to me? So I rolled down the window. I go, what's up? And he kept talking. And I said, you all right, man? He just stood there, pulled the other earbud out of his ear, and he kept talking to me. So I just looked at this black guy and go, the string bean of a guy is probably about 6 foot, maybe in his mid-20s. Talking crap to me, and I didn't do anything. And my famous line, you know how you get them to move down here in Texas? You do know where you're at. You're in Texas. The guy just started walking. Now, oh, God!
Now, the white pregnant lady, she did get arrested. I don't think they'll be able to charge her. And Bouchard is still a sheriff in Oakland County, and he's a good guy. I don't think she'll get, you know, anything. But they did arrest her because she pulled out the gun. But thank God she had it. Who knows what would have happened.
Well, I've got the story now, and I'm watching the film clip. All right.
Okay.
I appreciate it very much. Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Okay,
take care. Hold on here.
She got the gun on me. He wanted to hit me with the car.
A confrontation in Lake Orion at a Chipotle parking lot around 6 p.m. Wednesday night.
Both of y'all put the guns down on me, okay? Call Richard back up to the police.
Authorities say the incident started when the white woman was leaving the restaurant and accidentally bumped into a 15-year-old who then demanded that the white woman apologize. The 15-year-old and her mother are black, and both took video of the encounter.
I didn't jump behind your car. I was walking. Your husband was hitting me.
Doesn't sound to me like when the black woman saw the gun, she shut up. Oh, that was it. The egregious, you dissed my 15-year-old daughter trick. Oh, God, get me out of here.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
broadcasting network, late night premiere show of Redfield Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here is, there is actually two videos of this taken. The first one you've seen and heard, or I'm sorry, the first one you heard was from the mother's iPhone. And now here's the one taken by the 15-year-old. Kind of puts a different twist on things.
The video we're watching now was taken by the mother as it ended. This is the video when the incident started. And that was taken by the daughter.
She bumped into me when
I... So if she did something wrong, she needs to apologize. If she
this,
no
ignorant woman, if bumped into a 15-year-old.
The video has now gone viral. But was the white woman trying to leave?
Blocking me from getting...
No, we weren't. You're ignorant.
The woman's husband steps in.
I want you to call the police.
She's very ignorant.
Dumbass. Yeah, I said it. You say something, I'll beat your white ass.
Who the f*** do you think you guys are?
Who do you and your wife think you are?
You calling her name? Yeah, she did nothing to
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I didn't. I didn't,
Kayla.
No, you didn't.
Care
why
about
did you say sorry?
And I'm sorry if you've
why
had
did you say sorry?
Was made if you someone make you feel
why did
like
you
that.
Say sorry?
No one is racist.
And then it appears that the black woman stepped behind the car and may have even hit the car.
Assault on a vehicle.
You don't get on her face.
You better get on my
right now, get away.
That's when the gun comes out. After the woman gets out of the car, was blocked by the... Okay, all right. Well. All the while, the white woman is telling the black woman, this ain't about race, and the black woman's going, I'm going to beat your effing white butt. I'm sorry. Is that racism? Lord have mercy. I hear the airlines aren't real busy. Wonder if we can talk them into calming down the Black Lives Matter, offering airfare to Africa for anybody that wants it. If this is so miserable a country and you're so oppressed, why in the hell would you want to be here? What are you paying homage to your 300-year-old, we were slaves? And we never got the story on that one, did we? They never got that one right. Who was selling the slaves? There were a bunch of Jewish merchants with ships, and they were buying them from what? Black tribe leaders. Holy mackerel. Let's not go there. Mike, do you think maybe we're going to see more and more incidences like this? You know, I've heard the adage, don't bring a knife to a gunfight. Don't bring your stupid self to a person holding a gun if you ain't got one. Miles in Maine. Hello, Miles.
John, I'm just appalled at you. I mean, why do they want to be here? Is that what you ask?
No, that's not what I said, Miles. Oh, no, I said if they're so oppressed, if life inside the United States is so damn miserable, why would anybody, based on what we've heard over the last how many months, why would anybody want to live here?
Well, don't you get it, John? They work for it.
They work for it.
Yeah, 400 years ago.
Okay. Miles, today is not the day to play word games with me. What's on your mind?
Well, first of all, I had to about vomit when I heard Laura say, Bouchard, the sheriff, he's a good guy. I mean, I think you recall Bouchard, the sheriff. There was nothing ever so good about the guy, except he was in the Patterson gang, being L. Brooks Patterson, and he got some divine right to that job. He had spent a whole total of a couple of years being a policeman and went through being a state rep, uncontested, then uncontested state senator, and just like a Barack Obama, somehow became the sheriff of the county and then thought he was in line. They were all waiting for Patterson to die, and they thought that, and Bouchard thought he would be the county executive. Well, the Republicans had no game whatsoever, and so the Democrats took over everything from the Detroit River to basically Flint. I know you know your boundaries, but here's what I don't understand. It only takes 1.2 million to recall this governor nitwit, okay? So that means all they got to do is collect 20,000 signatures a day. That's it. 20,000 signatures a day, and they meet their quota. So you combine Wayne, Oakland, Macomb, Washtenaw. Then you go out to Kent, which is mostly Republican. It's out there, Grand Rapids and that. And if you can't get 20,000 signatures a day in the entire state, that tells you what the Republican Party's doing there. They've been sitting down, compromising, and doing nothing. And that's why they're in the shape they're in.
Well, a lot can be said about that statement being true, because all I see is Republicans caving in and supplicating before their new God. By the way, these people circulating the petitions, they have to wear masks? And they're going to have armed guards? Because evidently, they're going to have to be black census takers or petition takers in black neighborhoods, because it looks like the white and black issue is starting to heat up in Michigan. Or... they're trying to make it heat up. By the way, this Michael Bouchard, he's the sheriff of or Oakland County, but what did Bouchard have to do with this incident? His office is just investigating it. He's not made a statement one way or the other, I don't think.
Well, based on what Laura said, that he arrested the woman who did absolutely nothing wrong.
Well,
I would say that's a statement in itself.
Well, knowing the administrative state, it pretty much follows if somebody has a gun and the other people don't have a gun, the person with a gun gets arrested. It'll be interesting.
That's kind of ignorant, because wouldn't the person on the end of having the gun who was in a defensive purpose in a defensive mode while being at minimum verbally, if not hindered from their freedom to regress or digress, would indicate to me where the problem is right there. It's not the person with the gun.
No.
Especially when the gun hasn't been fired.
No, back up a little bit more. The problem is the administrative state. You know,
here's the thing, though. Yeah. If we don't have anyone with the balls to stand up to the administrative state, this is the pussy posse nonsense we're going to get.
Well,
so it's time for people to stand up, not make excuses for them.
Miles, I couldn't agree with you more, but here's the problem. How exactly does Miles in Maine, and by the way, how do you know so much about Detroit and their politics?
Because I got a smart brain.
Okay. All right. That's a non-answer. Okay.
Wait a minute. Hold on one second. This isn't Sheriff Apayo. This is Sheriff Bouchard.
And again, I'll ask you the question. How do you know so much about Macomb County and Oakland and Wayne counties? That's a simple question, Miles.
And I'll tell you, I got a smart brain. I'm a well-traveled person, John.
Okay. Non-answer. Thanks for your call. Thank you. A new published study verifies Andrew Wakefield's research on autism. Again, on the MMR vaccine causes autism. Remember when Ricky Perry was governor here, Mike of Texas? He was down and, well, the MMR vaccinations, yes, you must take them. How many offices has Trump bounced him around in Washington, D.C. now? Nah, it's more than one. He's had a couple of job change titles. He's getting paid back for the vote he brought in for Trump, I guess. Oh, that's right. Wasn't he running for the presidency in 2016? Thought he was. Two landmark events, a government concession in the U.S. vaccine court and a groundbreaking scientific paper, confirm that physician, scientist, and the Autism Media Channel, their director, Dr. Andrew Wakefield, and the parents were right all along. In a recent published December 13, 2012 vaccine court ruling, hundreds of thousands of dollars were awarded to Ryan Mojabi, whose parents described how MMR vaccinations caused a severe and debilitating injury to his brain, diagnosed as autism spectrum disorder, or ASD. Later the same month, the government suffered a second major defeat when young Emily Moeller from Houston won compensation following vaccine-related brain injury that, once again, involved the MMR and resulted in autism. The cases follow similar successful petitions in the Italian and U.S. courts, including Hannah Poling, Bailey Banks, Misty Hyatt, Kinnan Freeman, Valentino Bacca, and Julia Grimes, in which the governments conceded or the court ruled the vaccines had caused brain injury. In turn, this injury led to ASD diagnosis. MMR vaccine was the common denominator in all of those cases. And today, scientists and physicians from Wake Forest University in New York and in Venezuela. I don't think Venezuela, they have a Wake Forest in Venezuela. That's just written poorly. let's just say, scientists and physicians from both the university and Venezuela, it should have read, reported findings that not only confirm the presence of intestinal disease in children with autism and intestinal symptoms, but also indicate that the disease may be novel. Using sophisticated laboratory methods, Dr. Steve Walker and his colleagues endorsed Wakefield's original findings by showing molecular changes in the child's intestinal tissue that were highly distinctive and clearly abnormal. From 1998, Dr. Wakefield discovered the reported intestinal disease in children with autism. Based upon the medical histories of the children, he linked their disease and their autistic regression to the MMR vaccine, that being the measles, mumps, and rubella. He has since been subjected to relentless personal and professional attacks in the media and from governments, doctors, and pharmaceutical industry. In the wake of the demonstrably false and highly damaging allegations of scientific fraud by British journalist Brian Deer and the British Medical Journal, Dr. Wakefield is pursuing defamation proceedings against them in Texas. While repeated studies from around the world confirmed Wakefield's bowel disease in autistic children and his position that safety studies of the MMR are inadequate or maybe non-existent, despite this, he continues to work tirelessly to help solve the autism catastrophe. The incidence of autism has rocketed to a risk of around 1 in 25 for children born today. Meanwhile, governments, absent any explanation and fearing the loss of public trust, continue to deny the vaccine autism connection despite the concessions in the vaccine court itself. Speaking from his home in Austin, Dr. Wakefield said, "There can be very little doubt that vaccines can and do cause autism. In these children, the evidence for an adverse reaction involving brain injury following the MMR that progresses to an autism diagnosis is compelling. It's now a question of the body count. The parent story was right all along. Governments must stop playing with words while children continue to be damaged. My hope is that the recognition of the intestinal disease in these children will lead to the relief of their suffering. This is long, long, long overdue." So evidently there's a little side effect to the MMR. Their gut goes funky. Oh, and by the way, guess what's in your gut? Oh, that's right. That's where all the bacteria and stuff, and you digest food and your immune system and all that stuff. What do you think, your immune system comes from your left armpit? No, it comes from your guts. We'll kind of make this an open phone Friday, but I know where it's going to center. It's going to center on the... By the way, did they stop protesting out there? All of a sudden I've seen a little break in protest, or at least the coverage of the protest. Was it time to jump back into the plandemic? I like how Landry put that. You know, here's your chaos. Oh, no, here, they flipped the page. Oh, no, now we're going to flip the page back. And then they just keep jumping back and forth. God. And, of course, a scholar is forced to resign over a study that found police shootings not biased against blacks. Guess what? The guy's of Asian descent, so he's not white. He ain't black. He's Chinese. Michigan State University have successfully pressured Stephen, and I never know how to pronounce these, HSU, Hugh, would that be, or Shu? I don't know. Anyway, we'll just call him Stephen. They pressured him to resign from his position as Vice President of Research and Innovation after the Graduate Employees Union launched a campaign to oust him from his role. This came after the union, which represents teaching and research assistants, crawled through years of blog posts and interviews that Stephen had conducted and criticized him for sharing content on genetic differences among different races. Oh, my God. You mean we're not all the same? But the main thrust to Stephen came because the professor touted Michigan State research that found police are not more likely to shoot African Americans. Oh, well, there it is. Thank you. The victory of the Twitter mob will likely have a chilling effect on the academic freedom on campus, he told the College Fix via email. The union had taken advantage of the Black Lives Matter link on June 10th to help oust him. Stephen stepped down from his vice president role on June 19th after pressure from the union and the president of the university, Samuel Stanley. A little bit more on this when we get back. 800-313-9443.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With patriotinternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, patriotinternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from patriotinternet.com. Visit patriotinternet.com today.
Extend your life.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%, no joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5. Well, the union over at Michigan State circulated a petition against Stephen and accused him of scientific racism. Well, now that's a new one on me. That garnered over 800 signers, an open letter signed by more than 500 faculty and the staff at Michigan State argued that Stephen supports the idea that intelligence is linked to genetics. A counter petition in support of Stephen has gained more than 1,000 signers. Well, okay, well, here we go. It's a petition race. Everything is politics. To remove Stephen for holding controversial views or for inquiring about controversial subjects or for simply talking to controversial personalities would also set a dangerous precedent, inconsistent with the fundamental principles of modern, enlightened higher education. What? Oh, so the inmates took over the asylum. The communist inmates have taken over the colleges. So this is inconsistent with their new fundamental principles of the modern, enlightened higher education. As for the claim of scientific racism, Stephen rejected that on his personal website, stating, "I believe that basic human rights and human dignity derive from our shared humanity, not from uniformity, inability, or genetic makeup." Well, I guess that wasn't a good enough response. But a leader of the Graduate Student Union said that there were multiple factors that led to Stephen's removal, including people who disagreed with Stephen not feeling that they were able to state their concerns for fear of a backlash. Oh, so now it's the possibility of a backlash. Common law, no harm, no foul. I didn't damage you. Get away from me. They have forgotten that concept. That's not part of their new enlightening curriculum, evidently. Once we started the dialogue, dozens of people approached us with personal stories of their own attempts to speak out and their own experiences with Stephen, and hundreds signed on calling for his removal. Graduate Employees Union Vice President Acacia Ackles told the College Fix. The union has also criticized Stephen's promotion of a study that found there's no racial bias in police shootings. Whoops. I guess when you use somebody else's facts and figures, you can be hung by the neck until you're dead. They allege that I'm a racist because I interviewed Michigan State University psychology professor Joe Cicero, who studies police shootings. So he's talking with another of the faculty. Why didn't they go after that guy? But Cicero's work, along with a similar work by others, such as Roland Fryer at Harvard, is essential to understanding deadly force and how to improve policing. Cicero is a Michigan State psychology professor who co-authored the study published in July of 2019 that debunked the notion that police are more likely to shoot African Americans. Stephen wrote on his blog that the paper concluded there is no widespread racial bias in police shooting. Professor Cicero received a small amount of funding for his research under Stephen's leadership. Cicero pointed out to the Wall Street Journal, we had no idea what data was going to be, what outcome was going to be before we did the study. But you see, they didn't go after the guy that did the study. Why leave Cicero out? He's the racist. Let's get him. Yeah. 800-313-9443. I guess people are scared to call in now.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.